Good morning, it's Wednesday, the 23rd day of November. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our e-edition product. Tacoma now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Wednesday is forecast to be mostly cloudy with high temperatures around 50. Overnight lows will drop into the 30s. Expect some sun on Thanksgiving Day, with a high in the lower 50s. Rain is forecast to return as early as Friday. Now on with today's top stories. Jury selection in Pierce County Sheriff Ed Troyer's criminal trial over allegations he falsely reported a black newspaper carrier threatened his life during a January 2021 encounter has been pushed back almost a week because Troyer is ill and tested positive for influenza A. Visiting Kitsap County District Court Judge Jeffrey Johns called a recess in the case until Monday, November 28, when attorneys had planned to give their opening statements following the Thanksgiving holiday. Johns said he hopes a jury will be selected by the end of the day Monday. The court initially planned for juror questioning to take 2 days. Assistant Attorney General Melanie Tratnick argued against the delay, citing the trial's tight schedule and an out-of-state witness arriving in Tacoma on Monday. Tratnick said the witness is the former Tacoma police officer who was the first to respond to the scene. Johns disagreed, ruling Troyer's presence during juror questioning is critical to his defense and that close contact with his attorneys could put them at risk of illness. The state attorney general's office charged Troyer with false reporting and making a false or misleading statement to a public servant, both misdemeanors, in October 2021 following an investigation into his confrontation with Cedric Altimer, a then 24-year-old newspaper carrier. Police responded Tuesday morning to Lincoln High School in Tacoma for a shooting threat that was determined to be a false alarm, according to Tacoma Police Department. Schools in several other counties also received false alarm threats. Law enforcement went to high schools in Pierce, Thurston, Clark, Snohomish, Whatcom and Skagit counties Tuesday morning. In Tacoma, police said a 911 caller reported that there had been a shooting at the school. In Rochester, the sheriff's office only said that a threat drew police to respond. In Bellingham, police said a hoax call drew a swift response from police. And in Marysville, police said a call to the non-emergency line made false reports of an active shooter. It's unclear whether any of the incidents are connected. No shootings were found to have occurred at any of the schools. Police in Tacoma and Marysville said they were aware of similar incidents in other counties. A 911 call came in at 9:06 a.m. and the school went into lockdown shortly thereafter. The 911 call prompted a large response from law enforcement that included other agencies. Tacoma police are investigating a homicide after a man was found shot overnight in the city's East Side neighborhood. Police said efforts to save the man's life were not successful, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. Tacoma Police Department officers were dispatched at about 11:30 p.m. Monday when 911 received a call about a possible shooting in the 2400 block of East M Street, according to a news release. Officers found a man with a gunshot wound. The man has not been publicly identified. Police did not release his age. The killing was the third Tacoma police announced in just 24 hours. Police arrested a suspect in a double homicide Monday afternoon, and they are continuing to investigate a weekend shooting that left one man dead and another seriously injured. Tacoma Democrat Lori Jenkins was re-elected for a third time to her position as Speaker of the Washington State House during a caucus reorganization meeting on Monday. House Democrats elected 7 leaders during the meeting, including Representative Joe Fitzgibbon of West Seattle, who will replace Representative Pat Sullivan as House Majority Leader. Sullivan stepped down from his position as a legislator in October to join the governor's office as the senior policy advisor for labor. Fitzgibbon has represented the 34th district since 2011, and has been chair of the House Environment and Energy Committee since 2015. Representative Lillian Ortiz Self of Mukilteo, who was first appointed to her seat in the legislature in 2014, was elected as the majority caucus chair. Representative Monica Stonier of Vancouver will be majority floor leader while Representative Alex Rammel of Bellingham was elected majority whip. The Democrats now hold 58 out of the 98 seats. All House representatives, including Republicans, will still vote for the Speaker of the House when the legislature reconvenes on January 9. We want to know, which Pierce County restaurant is the coziest? The kind of place that exudes warmth and compels you to relish every last sip? We've gathered 40 restaurants around Pierce County, from Millhouse Cider Company in Edenville to Anna Merriman Gig Harbor, Over the Moon in Tacoma to the new Pine Cone in University Place, that we think are pretty darn cozy. Go to thenewstribune.com/TNT Diner to vote. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit TNT offers for more information.